From NPR, it's Latino USA.
Compañero, estas balas fueron recuperadas en las calles de Matagalpa. O sea, son balas que sirvieron al enemigo.
They wrote the soundtrack for Nicaragua's Sandinista Revolution in the 1960s and 70s.
Fuimos arrastrados por un río.
We just became carried away by this river of destiny when young people were part of that inevitable stream.
Fuimos llevados por esa marejada.
Now Nicaragua's beloved singer-songwriter, Carlos Mejía Godoy, and his entire family work to preserve the unique cultural traditions of Nicaragua.
He perdido mucho tiempo en la política.
I've lost too many years in politics, and now I want to devote myself to the struggle for our identity, doing work that I believe is essential in these times of struggle.
Esenciales en este momento de lucha.
I'm María Martin, in for María Hinojosa, and that's coming up on Latino USA. I'm María Martin, in for María Hinojosa. This week, we visit Nicaragua, where music, culture, and politics blend as one. When I first came to the Central American country in the mid-1980s, this downtown Managua building we're visiting today was a restaurant. Los Antojitos served good local fare at a time when scarcity was the rule in Nicaragua, as a civil war raged between the revolutionary Sandinista government and the counter-revolutionaries known as Contras.
Casa de los Mejía Godoy, este cálido alero, este cálido rancho de la cultura popular nicaragüense.
Almost 30 years later, the war is long past, and this place has become la Casa de los Mejía Godoy, the house of the Mejía Godoy family. It's a cultural center celebrating the work of a family of artists, poets, singers, and musicians that's as much a part of the folklore of Nicaragua as is to the U.S., the Carter Cash family, or Bob Dylan, or Pete Seeger.
Mire, todos dibujamos, todos pintamos.
All of us like to paint, to draw, and we all make music. I play a little flute and guitar, but I prefer painting.
Pero me gusta más la pintura.
Painter Armando Mejía Godoy is one member of that legendary family.
Casualmente eso que hacía mi papá, la idea de mi papá toda la vida. Y este, como dicen mis hermanos, este alero.
What takes place in this house is the fulfillment of a dream that was my father's. To have a place where we can express being Nicaraguan. A little Nicaraguan corner to showcase our language, our creativity, our way of being, and to show that to visitors.
Este extranjeros que vienen a visitarnos o que pasan por Nicaragua. Aquí se presentan en la Casa de los Mejía, ¿eh?
El sensonte le pregunta por Arley.
And it's here, at the Casa de los Mejía Godoy, that the two greatest interpreters of Nicaraguan folk music, Carlos Mejía Godoy and his younger brother Luis Enrique, keep alive their own musical traditions and those of Nicaragua.
Compadre guarda barranco, hermano de viento, de canto y de luz. Decime si en tus andanzas viste una chavala llamada Arlencio.
Yo vi de sensonte, amigo, una estrella dulce en el cañaveral. Saeta de mil colores dentro de los rumores del.
But the influence of this talented family is not limited to its cultural center in Managua. The familia Mejía Godoy has crossed both musical and geographical borders.
Yo no sé mañana, yo no sé mañana, si estaremos juntos, si se acaba el mundo.
Miami-based salsa heartthrob Luis Enrique is the son of Nicaragua's beloved singer-songwriter Luis Enrique Mejía Godoy.
Me hubiera gustado quedarme chavalo, me hubiera gustado quedarme en la arena, tendiendo las alas buscando mis sueños.
And another member of the younger generation of this talented and influential family is Ramón Godoy, the Grammy-nominated fusion musician known as Perro Son Popo. The Mejía Godoy family has always been socially active. In fact, in recent years, Camilo Mejia, a U.S. resident and the son of the current family patriarch Carlos, became a prominent anti-war activist in this country, the U.S. Army's first conscientious objector during the Iraq War.
My political opposition to the war began to transform with the first mission when things like torture and the killing of civilians were no longer abstract concepts, but things that we were actually doing ourselves. But at the same time, as this conversion begins...
So from the Middle East to Miami to Managua and La Casa de los Mejia Godoy, wherever anyone appreciates Latin American folk music, you'll find the Mejia Godoy family, celebrating the legacy of their country's myriad musical traditions. We're going to take a short break, but stay with us as we profile the patriarch of this talented Latin American musical family, Carlos Mejia Godoy. It's Latino USA. I'm Maria Martin, in for Maria Hinojosa. This week, we visit Nicaragua, where music, culture, and politics blend in the music of Carlos Mejia Godoy. The music of Nicaraguan singer Carlos Mejia Godoy is rich with details of every corner of this country, its flora and fauna, its foods and tradition, of the honey from Tamagas, of the fragrance of Jacaragua's flowers.
Esta flor de pino que corté para ti, de la de este joven...
Carlos Mejia Godoy's life and legacy is intimately tied to the story of Nicaragua, a country with extreme poverty and political turmoil, yet rich in music and culture.
Ay, Nicaragua, Nicaragüita, la flor más linda de mi querer. Pero ahora que ya sos libre, Nicaragüita, yo te quiero mucho más.
This is a land of volcanoes and lakes, of powerful rivers and magical islands, a land that tells a painful history of global politics, of a yearning for freedom and autonomy. It's a land brimming with poets, artists, and musicians who've expressed revolutionary ideals and told this vibrant history. But none has done it so well as the composer, singer, and musician Carlos Mejia Godoy, born in the town of Somoto, in the province of Madrid, in June of 1943, to parents who both came from musical families.
Eso fue lo más interesante, que se juntaron dos familias que, si bien es cierto, nunca fueron músicos profesionales, tenían una gran...
That is the most interesting part, that these two musical families came together. It's true they were never professional musicians, but they had a great passion for music. You know, I think that passion is more important than technique. There are people who have academic learning and incredible technique, but they lack soul. Our families have strong connections to our roots, never ashamed of where they came from, and proud of their place in the geography and history of our culture.
Del entorno geográfico, histórico y cultural, que en este caso es Somoto, Las Agobias.
Carlos Mejia Godoy was one of four brothers, all artists, all musicians. When he was young, Carlos says he was surprised by the prolific output of his younger brother, Luis Enrique, a frequent co-author and another of Nicaragua's most beloved singer-songwriters.
Llenaba cuadernos enteros de letras y de cosas.
He would fill entire notebooks with lyrics and ideas, and I'd say, what are you ever going to do with that volcano of ideas? He'd reply with great confidence, one day this will all be sung by other people. So in that sense, he was always more optimistic than I was.
Patria libre! Patria libre! Patria o muerte! Venceremos!
The Mejia Godoy brothers came of age at a pivotal time in Nicaragua's history. In the 1960s and 70s, Nicaraguan youth were struck by a revolutionary fervor that reflected a global desire for change. This was especially felt in a country where one family, the Somozas, had ruled for decades. The Mejia Godoys became central to forming a broad and popular movement, the Sandinista Liberation Front, using music to call for a different Nicaragua.
Vivirás con invoz, llama pura del pueblo, oigo tu corazón. Ataba al guerrillero, donde el indio cayó, floreció el granadillo, para hacer las maripas que tocan los sones de liberación.
Fuimos arrastrados por un río ignoto, desconocido.
We were swept away as if by an unknown river, almost as if divine providence willed it, and we just became carried away by this river of destiny. In a lot of ways, it was a river of circumstances, of a Nicaragua in the years of the 60s and 70s, when young people were part of that inevitable stream.
Éramos jóvenes y como parte de esa juventud fuimos llevados por esa marejada.
And was that river cultural or political? I ask Mejia Godoy.
Yo diría más bien, yo lo pondría, lo englobaría en un solo concepto, es el momento histórico.
It was a historical moment that had to do with culture, with art, with politics. It was a moment Nicaragua was living, and so many followed that river, not just musicians. But for us, our music and our love for Nicaragua joined us to the collective that eventually led to the revolution.
Compañero, estas balas fueron recuperadas en las calles de Matagalpa. O sea, son balas que sirvieron al enemigo. Pero ahora que las tenemos nosotros, ya no son las mismas. ¿Sabe por qué, compita?
Their compositions became such an integral part of the revolution that when many people hear the music of Carlos Mejia Godoy and his brother Luis of this era, they wonder whether the Sandinista revolution would have triumphed without it.
Yo prefiero, hermano, que por separado haga cada bala su presentación.
Their rousing revolutionary anthems not only motivated the rebels, but many songs actually taught the basics of street fighting.
Entre todos los fusiles despegarán es la ley. El cañón de su calibre tiene 30.06. Si usted quiere desarmarlo, siga al pelo esta instrucción. Levante bien las dos cejas, pare las orejas y oiga esta canción. Hasta cinco cuadras.
The lyrics of the songs in the collection Guitarra Armada, Armed Guitar, actually teach how to use, assemble, and disassemble rifles, which the rebels were capturing from the Nicaraguan National Guard of then-dictator Anastasio Somoza.
Ante todo, coloquemos las piezas de este fusil en alineación bien hecha, de izquierda a derecha, que es mejor así. Quitemos primero el peine, hagamos bien la inspección.
No fue un diseño, no fue una idea que se nos ocurrió.
Carlos Mejia says he didn't actually start off to create a musical soundtrack for the revolution or for munitions training.
Esto surgió de un accidente porque un cuñado mío dejó en nuestra casa abandonado un manual de arma y desarme, ¿no?
It wasn't done on purpose, more like the result of an accident. My brother-in-law had left a manual for guns and other arms at my house, so I called him and said, do you need this or should we burn it? He told me that he'd come by and pick it up the next morning. but he never showed up because he actually left to join the guerrillas. So I started to look at this manual about arming and disarming weapons, and I started to play with the instructions and music. But actually, at first, I didn't think it made any sense.
La verdad es que no pensamos que eso tenía sentido.
¿Qué es el fal? Preguntó una vez Juan Lindo. Le contestó Gumercindo con acento popular.
Compa Juan,
este animal tira todo.
Si le agarra bien el modo, con usted va a charchalear.
En Guitarra Armada and Other Early Works, Carlos Mejía Godoy has often worked with his brother Luis. For much of the revolution, Luis Enrique was exiled in Costa Rica. Still, the collaboration continued then and for years, and they still appear together today.
Hay muchas obras conjuntas. Bueno, porque desde muy jóvenes nosotros nos despojamos.
Yes, there are lots of pieces we've done together. I think it's because when we were very young, we never had that selfish idea that a song belonged to just one person. Our father taught us that we are the effects of a larger cause, and that cause is people, society, and history. You could say that we learned that ethic from the very day we were born. So when we had the opportunity to travel together through South America on behalf of the revolution, we found ourselves once again writing together, and those songs became the Armed Guitar Project. After the revolution, there were songs about literacy campaigns and so many others. Now that we're older, we're always talking and even performing together. So while we haven't written anything together lately, it really could happen at any moment.
Nos vemos siempre, nos comunicamos, pero no hemos vuelto a trabajar de nuevo en una obra conjunta, pero en cualquier momento lo podemos hacer.
But for all his revolutionary works, Carlos Mejía Godoy is perhaps best known outside of Nicaragua for a playful novelty love song, one which he didn't even write.
Dijo la espuma al peñasco y aparece reluciente la bella Ángela Carrasco.
Mis ojos son de colibrí. Ay, como te
The lyrics to Son tus perjúmenes, mujer, delight in the idioms typical of a distinctly Nicaraguan way of speaking.
Bueno, esta canción es anónima, absolutamente folclórica.
The author of the song is anonymous. It's an authentic folk song which was likely written in the 1920s or 30s. It's also very Nicaraguan, unlike a lot of the music you hear which has roots elsewhere.
Como sucede con otros temas, pero esta es absolutamente nicaragüense.
Pétalos en flor, como tesoro y bella.
Y todas las palabras sulibello, soripello, almarello, reverberello tienen que ver con nuestra forma de hablar.
The words such as sulibello, soripello, almarello, reverberello are distinctly Nicaraguan idioms. So when we were asked to represent Nicaragua at a festival in Spain, we used it because it's a gem of a song and we wanted a hit so people would take notice of our country. But, you know, honestly, I have to say that it was the first time that I realized I could be famous through a song. I had done so many before, but this was the one that went international. And suddenly we had a hit and fame that we could hardly manage. Fortunately, at that time, the revolution also came. And that was the best way to manage our success, to become spokespersons for the revolution.
En ese momento llegó la revolución. Y fue la mejor forma de administrar ese éxito, convertirnos en voceros de nuestra revolución.
Nicaraguan folk singer Carlos Mejía Godoy. More on the story of his life and legacy when we continue in just a minute. Stay with us. You're listening to Latino USA. I'm Maria Martin in for Maria Hinojosa.
Por el cerro de la Iguana, montaña dentro de las Segovias, se oyó un resplandor extraño.
The lyrics of the song, El Cristo de Palacahuina, by the Nicaraguan singer-composer Carlos Mejía Godoy, paint the portrait of a working-class Jesus, a Christ born in the Nicaraguan village of Palacahuina to a Joseph called Chepe and a Maria who makes a living by ironing for the landowner's beautiful wife.
Ella va a planchar muy humildemente la ropa que goza la mujer hermosa del terrateniente.
One of Mejía Godoy's greatest musical legacies is in a similar vein to the song Cristo de Palacahuina. It's a body of work called La Misa Campesina Nicaragüense.
Tú eres el Dios de los pobres, el Dios humano y sencillo, el Dios que
The Nicaraguan's Peasants' Mass, first performed in 1975. This composition combines regional Nicaraguan folk music with a liberation theology that came out of the Second Vatican Council and which permitted popular music in the celebration of Catholic Masses.
Por eso es que te hablo yo, así como habla mi pueblo, porque eres el Dios obrero, el Cristo trabajador.
The first performance of Mejía's working class peasants' mass was broken up by members of Nicaragua's National Guard. Later, Catholic Church officials banned its performance in churches.
Fue rechazada al mismo tiempo por la iglesia y por el Estado. El Estado la persiguió.
It was rejected both by the state and by the church. The state went after it because this mass characterized an active combative Christianity advocating for the poor. And the church, whose leaders in Nicaragua were very orthodox and had ties to the regime, also said this mass is heresy and does not correspond to the Gospels. But we demonstrated that it did adhere to the truth of what Christianity is and what a militant church should be saying from the pulpit. Fortunately, the Mass had an extraordinary reception, and today it's been translated into 6 languages and sung in many parts of the world.
Y hoy está traducida a 6 idiomas y se canta en muchas partes del mundo.
As in the Spanish pop version of the Mass, featuring such artists as Miguel Bosé and Ana Belén.
Cristo, Cristo, Jesús, identifícate con nosotros.
I ask Mejía Godoy if he considers the peasant mass his most important musical legacy.
Bueno, yo mentiría si digo que no disfruto. Yo disfruto de todos estos éxitos, pero siempre que...
Well, I'd be lying if I said that I didn't enjoy its success. Still, every time I receive a show of admiration and recognition, I can't help but think that I was very lucky to have been born in Nicaragua, and in particular at this time we've been living. Because if I'd been born on who knows what island, I could still be a great songwriter, but I'd be singing for some fish and coconuts.
Los hijos de Sandino.
Ni se rinden, luchamos contra el yanque, enemigo de la humanidad.
After the Nicaraguan Revolution triumphed in 1979, Carlos Mejía Godoy for a while became a politician. He served as a senator in Nicaragua's legislature, and he was a vice presidential candidate in 2006. As part of the Sandinista reform movement, which advocated that the party led by Daniel Ortega return to its original ideals. Now Mejía says he wouldn't at all consider going back to politics.
No. Yo ya viví esa etapa. Fui candidato incluso a la vicepresidencia y viví esa etapa, como decimos en buen nicaragüense, quemé mis mejores cartuchos.
No. I've already done and experienced all of that, and I've even been a candidate for vice president. As we say in Nicaragua, I've played my best cards and now must fold. I've lost too many years in politics, and now I want to devote myself to the struggle for our identity. In these last few years, I've written 5 major works. When I say major, I don't mean to say important, but these are a way of satisfying my own need to further our fight to retain our national identity. Works like the poems of Pablo Antonio Cuadra and Rubén Darío set to music. If I had not left politics, I would not be where I am now creatively, doing work that I believe is essential in these times of struggle.
No me hubiera dedicado como estoy dedicado ahorita a crear estas obras que a mí me parecen esenciales en este momento de lucha.
For more than 70 years, Carlos Mejía Godoy has been fighting for his Nicaragua. And today, he fights for it to retain its cultural uniqueness.
Ahora con la televisión, las computadoras, la informática y todo eso, desgraciadamente, ese avance crea un retroceso respecto a la cultura.
Today, there is television, computers, all of this information. But this technological advance has been a regression for our culture. We're penetrated by an invasion of foreign fashion, behavior, and language. We've seen it with Nicaraguans who went into exile to Miami and then returned with customs that previously did not exist in Nicaragua. For example, Halloween did not exist here just 15 years ago. We celebrated huisotes. Those were our spirits. Now we're losing our traditional Creole celebration of Christmas. The traditions of the popular theater, like Pastorelas, the passing of the Christ child, Sones de la Palpa, they're fast being replaced by an invasion of snowmen and Santa Claus. So this has motivated me to work on a new piece to rescue our own authentic Nicaraguan Christmas.
Me ha llevado a crear una obra nueva que se llama La Pastorela Nicaragüense, que es el rescate de nuestra Navidad auténtica.
After almost 50 years of making music, Carlos Mejía Godoy, his brother Luis Enrique, and their multi-generational families continue their good fight to preserve what's special about Nicaragua's culture. It happens several times a week at the Casa de los Mejía Godoy, the family's cultural center in the heart of Managua.
Cada persona que viene aquí, sentimos que sale más nicaragüense.
Every person who comes here leaves feeling more Nicaraguan. And if they're not Nicaraguan, then they come to intimately know Nicaragua through our songs.
Viene a conocer Nicaragua a través de nuestro canto.
For Latino USA, from Managua, Nicaragua, I'm Maria Martin.
Our program, Fighting for Nicaragua Through Song, A Portrait of Carlos Mejía Godoy, was written and produced by Maria Martin. Technical producer and editor is Mincho Jacob. We had help from Miguel Estrada, Cindy Shiloh, Peter Meyer, and Mike Christman. And now, we'd like to hear from you. Log on to our website at www.latinousa.org to take a listener survey and tell us what you think about the show. Just click on the survey link at latinousa.org and let your voice be heard. Funding for Latino USA is provided in part by the Marguerite Casey Foundation, supporting families leading change.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. And the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children, both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.